Acropolis Now by Lynn Truss. Episode 2, Games.
Oh, the Olympics! We, the ancient champions of the former Olympic era, salute you, Athens, and bask in the memory of our glorious prime. See our olive branches, our crowns of leaves, a bit moth-eaten now, of course, but trust us, they are treasured nonetheless. Three times did Eucalyptus in his youth toss Pelops on his head, breaking his neck, and painting the sand of the great arena with Pelops' wine-red gore. Isn't that right, Eucalyptus?
It is, yes.
You know the juicy bit in Sophocles describing how Orestes' car did crash into the turning post, hurling him o'er the rail and trailing his lifeless body neath his horse's hooves?
Kid stuff!
We former champs
just scoff at stuff like that.
Athens has rules for honoring us. Free meals for life, supposedly. Yet people close their doors on us, even in this week of the glorious Olympiad. Today we'll try this restaurant, here behind us, run by Aristophanes and his brother Heraclitus.
Not that we hold out hope, quite frankly.
Is the Special Olympic squid ready, Heraclitus? Done in interlocking rings?
It's ready.
Imagine Olympia, the Olympics. They'll be back soon with all their stories. Oh, how I wish women could go to the Olympics. All those naked athletes shining with oil. If I were a man myself, or even one of those vile, straight heterosexuals that we read about, I suspect I'd find that sweaty, oiled physique stuff such a turn-on.
Xantippe, you are a heterosexual. I've told you before.
No, I'm not.
Oh, for Olympus' sake, Xantippe. From the way you moon around Plato, a cyclops with an eye patch during a fit of blindness in a total eclipse would spot that you're as straight as the shortest route between two points.
Anyway, you're the odd one, not wanting to go to the games. I just can't believe you didn't want to go.
What, do you see me as a person in love with brute physical competitions, Xanthippe?
No.
No, I did not want to go to the Olympics. I don't even like fireworks.
Oh, well, you're silly to think you're not competitive. You compete with your brother Aristophanes all the time.
That's absurd.
Oh, yes. And because he wins first prize at the drama festivals and is best friends with really important philosophers, you pretend to be above it all.
Have you been hanging around with Sibyls again?
There's a chorus of old men outside.
Oh, not those bloody fishmongers. I thought they'd been.
No. This lot are holding up olive branches. They're waving. I think they're old Olympic champions, Heraclitus. I can see Eucalyptus, who three times dashed great Pelops to the ground.
Well, bar the doors then.
What? Why?
Because the old bastards will be after free dinners, that's why. It happens every 4 years and gets more annoying every time.
Would you like to wrestle, Socrates, sir?
Not now, Plato. I very much feel the need to lie down. I sometimes think you forget I'm 84.
A very stirring occasion, the Olympics, isn't it, sir? The blood, the glory, the spectacle.
The mob, the food poisoning, the sunstroke.
Reach you to the corner, sir.
Tell me, Plato, have you ever been struck a glancing blow by a hurled discus yourself?
Me, sir? No, sir.
Then you can have no conception of how I'm feeling at the moment. Oh, by Zeus's drooping buttocks, are we nearly there?
I'm back! Heraclitus! I'm back! We're back! Hello? Guess what? Heraclitus! I'm back! From Olympia!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
With Mother!
Zeus, you're back, Aristophanes. You should have said.
Aren't you going to ask me? Did I have a good time?
Well, I don't know, Aristophanes. I've no idea whether you had a good time. As it happens, I've been much too busy gutting and cleaning.
It was fantastic, Heraclitus. Absolutely fantastic.
And Mother?
Too many sacrifices. Oh, oh, oh.
They sacrificed to me day and night.
She loved it. Zeus personally asked her for a sign, and she said... What was it, Mother?
Rub hands gently under dryer.
Terrified everyone, that did. She was an enormous hit. But that's not important. Zeus, I'm bursting. See anything different about me?
Well, you're wearing a crown of flat-leaf parsley, obviously.
They made me a judge. A judge at the 408 BC Olympiad. One of the proper judges ate some dodgy oysters and was too ill to preside, you see. Everyone got food poisoning, didn't they, Mother?
Oh! Oh! Oh!
So they looked round the celebrity guests. I was with those Nike sandal people, do you remember? Nike herself actually signed mine. Anyway, they looked around the celebrity guests for someone well-known as a bit of a moralist intellectual, though with a cracking good sense of humour and integrity and nice personality and so on.
Yes, yes.
So it was down to me and Dionysus of Syracuse, who's a posturing punce, of course. So I bung them a few drachmas, and they settled on me. And it turns out... parsley is something I was simply born to wear.
I do applaud your choice of the flat leaf.
And then I judged the race in armour, didn't I, Mother?
Oh, 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 have you paid and displayed? Oh, oh!
Terrific, isn't she? Everyone thought she was terrific.
You were hit by a discus, Socrates?
You just came flying at me, I ask you. You wouldn't believe the speed. I tried to duck, but... Oh, if you will excuse me, I really need to lie down in front of an appetizing array of food. Why doesn't he open up? Aristophanes!
Is this a good restaurant?
Oh, it's very expensive.
We're hoping to claim our free meal in there. It's ours by right, you know. It's just that all the restaurants in Athens are so mean towards us that somehow we never get it.
Aristophanes, open up!
Excuse me, why do you think you're entitled to a free meal?
Didn't you win at the Olympics yourself?
Oh, yes, yes, I won the wrestling. I was glorious. First, I broke the other chap's fingers. Ooh. Then I executed a fiendish ladder grip. That shattered his ribs. Oh. And finally, I picked him up round the waist, upside down. Oh. Then I dropped him on his head. Oh. Didn't move at all when I'd finished.
So you won it fair and square?
I'll say.
Then you're entitled to free meals for life as well.
No.
The rule only applies to public banquets, Plato. Open up! Oh, at last.
Socrates, welcome home. Welcome home. Now, I hope you're not still going on about that discus, are you?
I'll have you know I don't go on about anything, Aristophanes. Sometimes I interrogate others in a meaningful manner for the instruction of posterity on matters universal to mankind. I don't go on.
You went on about that discus.
Hail, Aristophanes.
Oh, hello. Hail yourselves, old blokes of a ruddy complexion with bits of tarnished armour on.
We are former Olympic champions, Aristophanes. We bring glory with us wherever we go. And above all, confer it on our gracious hosts.
Excellent. Good for you. Confer away, then. No, hang on. Gracious host? I'll just... Stay over there a minute, would you, while I talk to my friends? What's up? Freeloaders, that lot. What am I going to do? They'll clear me out if I let them in.
But they're not freeloaders, Aristophanes. They're heroes, like me.
I've had an idea, okay? When I say the word, in, quick, say anything.
What's going on?
Ahem. Password, please, Socrates.
Scallops.
Pass, friend.
At last.
Password, please, Plato.
I don't understand.
Say anything. Password, please. I'm waiting.
I don't know any passwords. And I think you're being jolly unfair.
Plato, it's quite simple. Say something that sounds like a password or I can't let you in.
All right. As an authentic Olympic champion, I demand my free meal as ordained by the city of Athens.
Praise Zeus!
No.
Hello? Hello? Aristophanes! Hades, this is outrageous. He's locked us out. Does this happen often to us Olympians?
Actually,
it happens all the time.
And at the Olympia, and the games of deep bosom yes, all the games of your country, here is one whose thirst I am quenching with song.
Oh, you make me jump. I was just celebrating the victory of someone at the games. Plato. We've never properly met, have we? Are you living here now?
Oh, I see a sign. Pick your own strawberries!
Sorry for asking, but are you all right?
Do you want to sacrifice to me?
Me? No. Sit down. I never thought about it before, but it must be quite exhausting being an oracle.
You can't imagine. I'm every day having people ask you impossible questions. Shall we invade Sparta? Will we beat Sparta? How long will the war with Sparta last? How many flaming Spartans does it take to change a light bulb?
Sparta, Sparta, Sparta!
Oh, you poor old thing. Look, I promise I'll never ask you anything about Sparta. What's a light bulb?
You see? That's the sort of thing that happens. I think I'm making sense, but I come out with gibberish. You know why I've been given this sabbatical from Delphi, dear? A pot was delivered, and when Apollo saw it, he said, "What's that, Grecian urn?" And I said, 3 and 6 a week!
Which means?
I don't know! I don't know what any of it means.
Well, I'm glad somebody didn't enjoy the Olympiad, Socrates. Aristophanes is driving me mad.
Ugh. The people, the noise, the dodgy oysters. And above all, the reckless use of the projectile discoid, I ask you.
Sounds abysmal.
And what's the point of an event like that without the Spartans, anyway? We're not supposed to say it when there's a war on, but Sparta is the only place where they understand suffering and struggle. Rigorous. Self-denial is the purest life ethic. I'll have a drop of that wine if you're pouring.
Of course. Well, I adore the Spartans.
You do?
Oh, yes.
How odd. I thought you'd argue with me. Everybody else does.
Well, have a Socratic dialogue, you mean, Socrates?
Yes.
Can't be asked. Besides, I love those Spartans. It was a Spartan who beat me to Stoic of the Year.
Oh, yes.
We were neck and neck, you see. Stoic of the Year is a long fought contest, not like these pathetic sprints in the Olympics. We had to roll in dung for a week and spend a month with our heads in barrels on a remote mountainside eating grass and talking only to animals. But the trouble was, we were each as stoical as the other. Apart from the fact that I formed a close relationship with a rather attractive sheik from Ephesus, there wasn't a laurel leaf's width between us. But then came the freestyle. This was where ingenuity came in. I covered myself in honey and staked myself in the sand, choosing a path where sweet-toothed killer ants were famously known to pass. I imagined how proud Mother would be, and then I heard the killer ants marching down the track. Trump, 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 trump. Trump, 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 trump. The ground shook, the judges held their breath. I thanked Zeus for an enlightened life.
How long did you stand this torture, Heraclitus?
About 5 seconds.
What?
Well, it turned out the Spartan had dashed his own brains out with a chunk of classical masonry. Bit of Doric column. Well, you can't get more stoical than that.
Open this door! Open up!
Bang it harder, Plato!
Aristophanes!
Yes? Oh, you lot still here?
I have come to a decision, Aristophanes. I would like to buy all these champions a dinner.
Oh. In that case, come in.
I have one condition. I should like to see you win a race.
Me?
Oh. Yes, you. We are all winners. Champions.
Champions, yes.
You have scorned and dishonored us. If you win the race, I pay without a qualm. If you lose the race, I don't.
You think you're so clever, don't you, Plato?
Cleverer than you, obviously.
What makes you think I'll agree to this?
The fact that you are intensely competitive and that the bill in question will be easily 50 drachmas.
50?
Easily.
Can it be any sort of race? A race to complete a rip-roaring new play called One of Our Athletes Has an Enormous Knob, for example? Which I've already started, incidentally, if anyone's interested in a big part.
A race in armour. Against anybody. Here, outside, twice around the restaurant.
A race in armour. Great. We've got some shields and things.
Against anybody. All right. You're on.
Against anybody except your ancient crazy mother, of course.
Really? Oh, all right then. Damn.
The answer's no.
It's in a good cause.
No, it isn't.
I don't understand why you won't lose for me.
I don't understand why you don't try to win the race fair and square.
But how can I? I'm not an athlete. I'm a playwright. I race against deadlines. I wrestle with plot. I pierce the dialogue with my... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's not the same.
I do have one idea.
What?
See these?
Not another lecture on your dawn-picked herbs, please.
Not even on performance-enhancing dawn-picked herbs?
Wouldn't that be cheating?
Oh, they all do it, Aristophanes. All the athletes. I happen to know Hermesticles won every chariot race so deranged by pestled amaranth that when they gave him his laurel wreath, he ate it.
Have we got any pestled amaranth?
Yes and no. We've got a pestle.
Oh.
Mother will have some amaranth, though. Oracles get an allowance, and that's why she's barking mad. Didn't you realise?
We're all very proud of you, Plato. All of us. Not just me.
Oh, thank you. Xanthippe. I hope you don't mind me saying this, but people keep hinting things about you.
What sort of things?
Well, I was talking to Aristophanes about the mechanics of the pendulum the other day, and I said that in nature, everything that swings one way will swing in an equal and opposite way, and he said, except if you're Xanthippe, of course.
What?
And then he said, watch out for your conkers there, Plato. Which made no sense either.
I'll kill him!
Oh, I'm sure he meant it nicely. As far as I know, I don't even have any conkers, so I'm a bit confused. Oh, here he comes now.
All right, settle down, settle down. Friends, Athenians, countrymen. Doesn't sound quite right, that, does it? Never mind. As you all know, Plato has challenged me to run a race this evening, and I have accepted the challenge.
Oh,
well done, you.
If I win the race, Plato will pay tonight's enormous bill, which currently stands at, let's see, 64 drachmas.
Ooh.
And if I lose, which I have a feeling I won't, I will foot the bill myself. Thank you.
It's true. There's no one here fit to beat him. I should have thought of that.
Did I ever mention that in my youth I won the girls' palace Athena pentathlon at Thebes, Plato?
I don't think you did. Zeus, you're not thinking of running, Xanthippe. Aristophanes is your friend.
You think so?
Oh, Xanthippe, you're always so nice to me. I don't understand it. It's like the sort of thing a chap would do for another chap because he loved him. Except it can't be because you're not a chap.
Did you get the stuff? Oh, Zeus, I'm so nervous. Do you know what... this armour weighs, Heraclitus. With these leg things on, I can hardly move.
Nearly ready. Half a bowlful should see you through two circuits of the building. Now, I suppose I ought to mention there'll be the obvious side effect.
Who cares? It's 64 drachmas, Heraclitus. We'll send for all the sheep in Ephesus.
Yes, well, I'd rather we didn't talk about my woolly Cassandra in quite such flippant terms.
This is disgusting.
Good, good. Drop more. Well done.
How long will it take to... Oh, Hades. I feel very weird, Mother.
Mother's not here, Aristophanes.
I never knew I had six legs. Why didn't you tell me I had six legs, Mother? Why did you keep it from me?
I think it's working. Here we go, Aristophanes.
Hang on. Oh. I feel... Hang on. Steady. Stand back, everybody!
I did mention the side effects, I think.
Zeus! By Zeus's popping eyeballs! By Zeus's exploding eardrums! Zeus! That's better. Now, where do I have to go?
Well, outside, obviously, if you wouldn't mind too much this way.
Who's our mystery challenger, I wonder?
I'm not at liberty to say, sir. Now, are you ready to describe the contest, Chorus?
Ready? Always ready for that, Plato. Three times did Aristophanes...
Would you mind doing it as it happens?
Oh, all right. It's a bit radical, but we'll give it a try.
Thank you. Ready, everybody? Twice around the building, drop the shield, and you are instantly disqualified. I don't know why you're doing this, son, Dippy.
I know you don't.
You're not secretly a chap, are you?
It doesn't matter.
Righto. And now, in Zeus's name, go!
There's a time when men's strongest need is for the winds. So did the valiant pair set off as bellied sails into the dusky night. The unknown challenger made steady strides, but Aristophanes outpaced him quite. His kindly brother keeping pace to give him instant aid.
Mother?
You're going better than I expected, Aristophanes. Remembering to use all the legs.
This is torture. I feel...
But what ails Aristophanes? He stops and bending down, lets out the most enormous heart ever heard in Athens' walls. His small opponent, meanwhile, can't as well. He passes Aristophanes, and ere long we'll start on circuit number two.
You're winning!
What happened to Aristophanes?
You just keep going. Well done!
Can Aristophanes come from behind? He starts again and lumbers on. But oh! He stops! He bends! And no! Aristophanes drops his shield. The mystery opponent has won. Tell us, Heraclitus, as manager of Aristophanes, how do you feel?
Well, I feel we had a lot of chances in the first half. But we blew them.
That's a free dinner, then, everyone. Oh. Here's Xanthippe.
Hello.
You missed the whole thing, of course. Oiling your tresses, were you, dear?
Was it good? Who won?
No one knows. It is a mystery. Some say it was great Zeus himself, while others say he was a bit small for Zeus. So must have been someone else.
It was a true hero, whoever it was. A true Olympian.
I'd do anything for you, Plato. You know what you were saying about it being like how a chap loves another chap? You see, I'm not a chap at all, but...
But you understand, don't you?
Yes.
Then you'll understand how happy I am. Themistocles is going to teach me how to be a charioteer. He's so impressed that I got him a free dinner that I think he really fancies me. And I owe it all to you.
Oh, that's nice. Good.
I should never have listened to you.
Oh, oh, oh!
Thanks to your bloody amaranth, we're finished.
The trouble with you is you always overlook one simple thing, don't you, Aristophanes?
What's that?
I'm not on your side.
What's the bill up to now?
Well, it's 83 drachmas.
Another 5 quid, please, Heraclitus. What? Oh, make it 6.
89 drachmas.
We're ruined.
Oh.
Well, I certainly hope so. What a relief. I'm off to Thessaly on the first cart tomorrow and back to my woolly Cassandra, if she'll have me. Farewell, Athens, with your flute girls and your effete luxury. Farewell, Aristophanes.
You mean you knew this would happen?
Does the Medusa have trouble keeping a hairdresser?
You wanted me to be humiliated.
I'm ruined, yeah.
But the money doesn't matter.
I'm afraid it does, Mother.
You don't understand. The fart will save us. By great Apollo, don't you see? It was the biggest fart e'er heard in Athens' walls. The cult of the fart of Aristophanes begins today.
Really? Me? A cult? Me? Well, so much for your plans to humiliate and ruin me, Heraclitus. This could be the start of something fantastic. I sense an upturn. Zeus, you didn't plan this as well.
No, and she's often wrong, you know.
Some say it was great Zeus himself who raced against me on the occasion of the fart. You know, I'm rather inclined to believe that, actually.
Bedtime in Athens! We Olympians with a right old skinful salute the audience for our little play. Here comes the wonderful Aristophanes with his brother and their friends, including that lovely young man, Plato. Have you wise words concerning competition with which to end our song?
Wise words concerning competition with which to end your song? Oh, I think so. On the day of victory, no fatigue is felt.
But success makes even a fool seem wise. Mm.
The best is the enemy of the good.
Blimey.
But nothing succeeds like success.
You win some, you lose some.
True.
Mother?
Don't ask her.
Oh. Picnic area, 400 yards. Oh.
Mother.
Yes, Heraclitus.
Do shut up.
That was Acropolis Now, with Stephen Moore as Heraclitus, Alan Cox as Aristophanes, Robert Hardy as Socrates, Tom George as Plato, Rosemary Leach as the Oracle, Rachel Atkins as Xanthippe, and Gavin Muir as the Chorus. Acropolis Now was written by Lynn Truss. Technical presentation by Chris Reilly. It was directed in Birmingham by Brian King.